This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump will be at Mount Rushmore on Friday night to kick off the July 4th weekend. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani has more.
It'll be the first fireworks show in years at what's known as the Shrine of Democracy.
It's going to be a fireworks display like few people have seen. It's going to be very exciting.
But it's also steeped in controversy. The thousands of people expected to attend will not be required to socially distance. And though masks will be distributed, nobody will be forced to wear them. Public health experts warn that could help the virus spread in an area the pandemic's relatively spared. Beyond health risks, some worry the fireworks themselves will put the forest around the monument in danger of wildfires. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
A Florida expert on viral outbreaks says she's concerned that 4th of July activities will make the situation in the United States even worse. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
With 40 of the 50 states now seeing an increase in coronavirus infections, epidemiologist Dr. Mary Jo Trepka at Florida International University says she's especially concerned about 4th of July parties, urging everyone to wear masks and avoid congregating in groups. Similar advice is coming from Vice President Mike Pence, who visited Florida yesterday.
Wash your hands, practice good hygiene, wear a mask.
This 4th of July, many public beaches are closed to prevent big crowds. Fireworks have been canceled, although they're on in the nation's capital. Even the Nathan's famous 4th of July International Hot Dog Eating Contest will be held in a private location to keep spectators off the Coney Island boardwalk. I'm Jackie Quinn.
This is VOA News. A Turkish court has opened the trial in absentia of two former aides of Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman and 18 other Saudi nationals over the 2018 killing of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Turkish prosecutors are seeking life prison terms for the defendants who have all left Turkey. Saudi Arabia has rejected Turkish demands for the suspects' extradition and put some of them on trial in the kingdom. The proceedings have been widely criticized as a whitewash, with Jamal Khashoggi's family later announcing they'd forgiven his killers. The trial in Turkey will be closely watched for possible new information, including the whereabouts of the late columnist's remains. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
French President Emmanuel Macron has named Jean Castex a top civil servant and local mayor who orchestrated France's coronavirus lockdown exit strategy as his new prime minister. Reuters' Soria Ali reports.
He hails from the center-right of French politics and served for 2 years as the second highest-ranking official in the Élysée Palace during the Nicolas Sarkozy presidency. An Élysée official described Castex as a senior civil servant whose experience in local politics would help Macron connect with provincial France. The announcement followed the resignation of Edouard Philippe, a figure some political analysts say was more popular than the president himself. But after his party's dire showing in nationwide municipal elections on June 28th, Macron wanted an overhaul. He's reshaping his government as France grapples with its deepest economic depression since World War II, a sharp downturn that will shrink the economy by about 11% in 2020 and reverse hard-fought gains on unemployment.
That's Reuters' Soria Ali. A Hong Kong man who carried a sign saying, "Liberate Hong Kong, revolution of our times," as he drove a motorcycle into police during a protest this week, has become the first person charged with inciting separatism and terrorism under a new security law. Reuters' Emer McCarthy reports.
Beijing imposed the national security law on Hong Kong late on Tuesday after weeks of uncertainty. The law punishes crimes of secession, subversion, terrorism, and collusion with foreign forces with up to life in prison. But critics say it is aimed at stamping out dissent. Police said the 23-year-old rammed into several officers at an unauthorized protest on Wednesday. The charge comes less than 24 hours after the city's government said the protest slogan connotes separatism or subversion under the new law.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.